Water supplies in southwest Oklahoma are in danger of drying up as 4 years of drought drag lake levels to record lows. As State Impact's Logan Layden reports for KGOU, some communities are scrambling to supplement their current water sources, while others look for new sources in Texas.
Worst I've ever seen it.
This is the worst
I've ever seen it. I've seen a lot, and I try to conserve every bit of water I can, but it's hard to do.
Brenny Aldridge is worried. His livelihood depends on water.
You know, they should have been 5 years or 10 years behind trying to figure out how to get extra water instead of waiting to get into a crisis, and it won't happen overnight.
He owns a car wash in Duncan, where estimates say the main water source, Lake Warika, could be too low to use by 2016.
We're about a year's worth of rainfall behind.
That's Scott Vaughn, Public Works Director for the City of Duncan.
And then the city actually owns 100% of four other lakes, Clear Creek Lake, Duncan Lake, Lake Fuquay, and Lake Humphreys.
All five of Duncan's lakes are way down. The story is similar in Lawton and Altus. Each city has its own particular problems and plans to address them, but what they have in common is a reliance on lakes that are drying up. And they're all looking underground for a solution. Rather, they're looking back underground. Afsana Jabbar with the city of Lawton.
In the past, city of Lawton had groundwater, but for the last 40 years or so, or maybe even more, Lawton has relied on surface water. Now we are looking to groundwater to see if that is an option for us.
Before any southwest Oklahoma lakes existed, these same communities relied on water from underground aquifers. After the lakes were built in the 50s and 60s, a wet period in Oklahoma's history kept them full. Groundwater was phased out and its infrastructure left to rot. Acting Altus City Manager Greg Buckley says crews are on it now.
We are in the process of redoing a water line that runs to the wells that are south of town. They became in disrepair because we really didn't need them for a while, so the city just didn't maintain them.
The addition of previously used groundwater sources, replacing century-old pipes, and better managing surface water will cost millions of dollars for all three cities, but combined with aggressive conservation and reuse, might be enough to keep Duncan and Lawton afloat even if the drought continues. But the Altus area needs more.
There is discussion from the Texas Panhandle to take and build a pipeline that will kind of go from there back somewhere through here, out along Altus, and then back down to the Red River into Texas.
We found a Ogallala aquifer supply that was untapped and available.
Larry Roach with Guernsey, the engineering consulting firm behind the idea.
And we started putting together a remnant of a plan where we could provide water not only to North Texas Panhandle people that really don't have any demand, but bring it south and help the southwest Oklahoma community.
Given how resistant Oklahoma has been to sharing water with Texas, you'd think they'd oppose such a plan. But Roach says the pipeline would also bring more water to Wichita Falls and areas of North Texas that desperately need it. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
You can find out more about State Impact online at KGOU.org.